I have learned an important lesson over the last several years. Denial runs deep in our veins. For some reason, we're able to see issues that other people hold, but we're unable to acknowledge those issues in ourselves. We'd like to be able to see the world as one way, and it doesn't matter what the reality of it really is. There is no question about it, denial does run deep in everyone's veins. We deny, and I'm holding my hand up here, that life is very fragile indeed. I think to myself, I've got many years to live, I'm in a strong body, I'm healthy, I'm good to go. The truth of the matter is, that is a form of denial. There are bacterial infections out there that I may be exposed to and unable to be able to heal. There are certain delicate balances of potassium and magnesium in our blood that have to be maintained by the body. That could go out of balance. There are certain systems in our body that maintain awakeness and sleep. It could be that I'll be driving and all of a sudden bloop off to sleep and veer off the road. Who knows what might happen in the future? I'm not intending to be pessimistic or dire in any sense of the word. What I'm really doing with this mindfulness challenge for myself and for you is to respect the magical mystery of each and every moment. For when we do just that, each moment is enriched immeasurably. Rather than encountering conversations with another person where we are only half present or less than that, we convert that habit to being present 100%. We are fully engaged with that other individual. We literally connect with them from the deepest part of our soul. And when we part, we know that we have made a profound encounter and connection. That experience is an experience that reaches deep into the life force of our being. It sustains us into tomorrow and into the future. I am told that in Japan, there is a custom that when a person leaves, whether through walking or through a car or through a train or plane, the person who is waving them goodbye waits until the car or the plane or the person has disappeared. The reason for this is the same as this mindfulness practice has entertained. That person, that may be the last time you will ever see that individual. It's a divine practice to adopt, it seems to me. I will now quote a chant that is given at a Zen monastery of Jan Bays, who is a medical doctor and author of Mindful Eating, as well as How to Train a Wild Elephant, that I found to be particularly inspiring. Here's the chant. I invite you to say this particular chant each and every day for the next week. May I respectfully remind you, life and death are of supreme importance. Time swiftly passes by. An opportunity is lost. When this day is past, our days of life will be decreased by one. Each of us should strive to awaken. Awaken! Take heed. Do not squander your life. May you find the challenge of each and every encounter be one that enriches your life immeasurably this week. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.